Thank you, Justin, and a good morning, everybody. The Beckman Boys Golf Team hosted their annual Blazer Invitational at the Dyersville Golf and Country Club yesterday. 46-degree weather with 22-mile-per-hour winds. Not ideal, but it has been worse this spring. It was a six-team meet starting at 9:30 yesterday morning. Beckman, the host school, winning it with a 304. Second place was Monticello, a 355. West Delaware coming in third with a 362. Cascade 4th, 368. Comanche also had a 368. Good for 5th. Bellevue was 6th with a 380. The top 10 golfers, all from coverage area schools. Brady Bakkenstedt from Beckman with an 86 and 10th. 9th place was Cascade's Isaac Martin with an 84. Gavin Monernock, his teammate, also an 84 in 8th place. West Delaware's Coy Payton shot an 82. Good for 7th. TJ Thier of Beckman at 81. Good for 6th. His teammate Noah Bogie, an 80. 81, 5th place, and also Blazer Ty Roush, an 80 for 4th. Top 3, Blaine Brighton, a 78 from Monticello, 3rd place. 2nd place went to Beckman's Luke Harwick, a 74, and the medalist 1st place honors went to Beckman's Nate Offerman with a 69. The rest of the scores for head coach Christy Emsland's West Delaware Hawks in the 18-hole par 70 meet. Griffin Lott with an 87, a 96 for Kevin Hochschild, 97 for Connor Andreg, a 104 for Mason Rowling, 102 for Peyton Lewin, a 105 for Will Halverson. The West Delaware boys will return to play this afternoon, traveling to Van Horn to take part in a Triangle WAMAC Conference meet at Terra Hills Golf Course, as they'll battle the host school, Benton Community, and Maquoketa. The West Delaware girls golf team will return to the course for competition for the first time since last Monday. The Hawks will be at home out at Pin Oak as they'll host Maquoketa and Benton Community. The West Delaware boys and girls track and field teams will be back in action today on what's expected to be their best day for running if the forecast holds. The WD boys will travel to Denver for the Cyclone Invitational, starting with field events at 4:30, as they will take on Benton Community, Charles City, Don Bosco, Dunkerton, Grundy Center, Hudson, Independence, Jessup, New Hampton, Sumner Fred, Tripola, Union, and Wapsie Valley. The West Delaware girls will host their only meet of the season in Manchester, as the Hawks will entertain Beckman, Cascade, Central Cater, Denver, Dyke, New Hartford, Edco, Independence, Mack Valley, Marion, Mount Vernon, Union, Vinton-Shelsburg, Western Dubuque, and Jessup. Those field events will also get underway at 4:30. To national sports now, one of the most prominent figures in all of men's college basketball is retiring this offseason. Villanova head coach Jay Wright announced his retirement yesterday, as Wright has been on the sidelines for the Wildcats since the 2001-02 season and has led the program to 2 NCAA championships in 2016 and 2018. It appears Wright will become a television analyst and not continue coaching, not even in the NBA. Villanova also announced it hired Fordham head coach Kyle Neptune to take over for Wright, so it wasn't as a sudden move as once expected earlier yesterday, as Wright ends his tenure as one of the best college men's basketball coaches of his generation. Prior to Villanova, he coached at Hofstra from 1994 to 2001 and won 2 American East Conference regular season titles and 2 AEC Conference tournament titles while making the NCAA men's basketball tournament twice. To the NBA playoffs on night number 6, DeMar DeRozan scored 41 points for his career playoff high, and the Chicago Bulls outlasted the Milwaukee Bucks on the road 114-110 to tie their Eastern Conference first-round playoff series at a game apiece. Nikola Vucevic added 24 points plus 13 rebounds, and Zach LaVine had 20 points as the Bulls beat the Bucks for just the second time in their last 18 meetings. The series now heads to Chicago for Game 3 on Friday night. Giannis Antetokounmpo led the Bucks with 33 points, 18 rebounds, and 9 assists. In the other two NBA games last night, Boston survived Brooklyn 114-107, and it took overtime for Philadelphia to get past Toronto 104-101. In Major League Baseball, just one interleague game. The Cubs and Rays started early at Wrigley Field last night, an hour and 10 minutes before the regular first pitch scheduled to try to beat the weather. Well, it didn't happen as Mother Nature rained on their parade. A rain delay started in the sixth inning with Tampa Bay leading 8-2. They ended up winning the game by that score after a substantial rain delay, but officials called it a little after 8:30, so the Rays get the win 8-2. And the series win as well, 2-1. In the American League, Cleveland beat the White Sox twice, 11-1 and 2-1. It was Baltimore over Oakland, 1-0. Yankees beat Detroit, 5-3. Houston shut out by the LA Angels, 6-0. It was Toronto, 6. Boston, 1. The Royals blanked the Twins, 2-0. Seattle over Texas, 4-2. In the National League, Pittsburgh beaten by the Milwaukee Brewers, 4-2. It was the Dodgers, 5. Atlanta, 1. Philadelphia beats Colorado, 9-6. Cincinnati shut out by San Diego, 6-0. It was the Cardinals over Miami, 2-0. Arizona all over Washington, 11-2. And San Francisco slides past the New York Mets, 5-2. In the NHL, these winners, Edmonton, Seattle, Chicago in overtime, and Vegas in OT. And that's the way it is for now. Have yourselves a good Thursday morning. John Swisher, KMCH Sports.